Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I've Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As always, if you choose to drink, do so responsibly. Do whatever you're doing responsibly.
Always.
Just joined us for this time. Which actually, this is going to be an interesting episode around that topic, I think. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
I am keeping it caffeinated over here and having some iced coffee from yesterday's leftover coffee. That's how I do.
Oh, so you iced old coffee?
That's how I do it.
Okay. I used to do that
waste
too. When
Like, I'm like, I need to just go ahead and just put the rest of it in the refrigerator for the following day. Just make sure you have good creamer.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
I'm very, very jealous. Although iced coffee, it could all be in my head, but I feel like it makes me much more caffeinated.
Really? Is it because you drink it faster?
Possibly. Okay. I mean, a lot of that is honestly in your head.
Yeah.
So it could just be I don't have it as often. And when I have it, I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
I've offered it to you before and you have had it a couple of times, but you tend to lean to the hot.
Yeah, but I do love iced coffee, though.
I really do.
Well, I'm drinking my red wine. It is a different red wine because I went home for Mother's Day. What a whirlwind. That was like yesterday? It was recently. My mom gave me some wine. So.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I went home for Mother's Day, not necessarily for Mother's Day, though, but for my niece who is graduating high school this year. This is my final niece-nephew graduating, and she's been doing drama for the past 5 years. She's been doing it since before high school. And so this was the last play she was in, and I had to go see it, and I made a mistake. Went on the last day of the play, so that means they were telling all the seniors goodbye, and she happens to be a senior, so it was elongated for that, as well as the fact it was a Mamma Mia, which is probably one of the plays that I hate the most.
Wow, I've never heard of a high school doing Mamma Mia.
Can we, just for a second, I know this is your happy hour.
Yeah, let's
go. But apparently they did this play, they did Chicago, and I'm sitting here going, and they are, again, you know, if you've been following us for a while, that I come from a very, very conservative area, and my high school was very conservative. And of course, there is still queer kids involved in drama, but still, they are still very much in a conservative area. So Mamma Mia is all about this woman who slept around and didn't know who her baby daddy was, which is not a big deal. But to have high schoolers making jokes about it and pretend like it's them was so awkward, painfully awkward, that I was like, what? is happening as I'm sitting by my parents, ultra conservative, and who is still having to go back and forth about, you know, LGBTQ plus rights with them, even though 5 years ago they were accepting of it. Now they've backtracked. Mm, mm-hmm. And we're talking about this conversation here. And I'm like, what is happening? My niece killed it, though. I didn't realize how well she could sing, but she hits the notes. Mm-hmm. So I was very proud of her. The rest of it was really, really painfully awkward.
Yeah, from what I remember, it's a pretty long play.
It was 2 hours.
Well, I'm glad you survived. Yeah. That's actually really interesting because I know I've talked about it before, but I also came up, I don't think my experience was nearly as conservative as yours, but plenty of conservative people in my town. And one of my best friend's moms was very conservative. And in fact, she is the voice I hear in my head when I think about like what people will say about me back in my hometown. Like she is, it is her voice. She is very, very religious. But she loves Mamma Mia. And I've never really thought about that before.
My mother and my sister loved this play to the point that I kind of forgot I had gifted them tickets to see it at our Fox Theater, which is like the big theater for any musicals and plays. And I forgot this. I was like, I was so poor. I can't believe I was so kind enough. I'm sure they were really bad seats, so I can't imagine they were good seats because they loved the play so much. My mom really loves ABBA, so does my sister. I think my mom loves it more because of my sister. Mm-hmm. But again, they are very loose in what they sing about. And I'm very shocked about that as well. I was like, y'all like this? What is this?
Interesting. Well, listeners, if any of you have any insight, we should come back and talk about that.
Because, yeah, it's also talking about how this woman hated marriage, which... good on her. If it was just me, I'd be like, yeah, but I was sitting next to people who were absolutely not about that life.
Yeah, that's funny because, so I recently traveled for the first time, got on a plane for the first time since 2020, and there was like a huge family that was sitting in front of me, and, you know, I know nothing about their politics, but they were watching mostly like children's movies, and then the mom was watching Mamma Mia. And it just made me laugh.
Well, you know, I guess maybe I don't think about it because, again, I don't have children. And then I'm in there and I'm like, wait, this is odd. Is Las Vegas a family-friendly
It's trying place? To be. It's trying is to it? Change its reputation,
yes. It's called Sin City.
I think they've changed it, though.
Oh, have they?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a lot of really bad... like, we saw a poster from, like, Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, and it said, putting the sin in cuisine. And I was like,
oh, no.
That doesn't work. That doesn't
work.
Is it
just bad food? Is it all burned? No, I don't know.
But so, like, I think, and anyone from Vegas, write in and let us know. But I'm pretty sure it's not what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas anymore. It's like what happens in Vegas can only happen in Vegas.
Is that true, though?
No. Okay. I mean, it's definitely... some unique things there.
All right.
But it's certainly more, they're going for more family friendly. A lot of hotels, a lot of restaurants did have no kids 5 and under that we were eating at, but we were eating at nice places because it was a work trip.
Yes, you got that fancy stuff.
That's right.
That fancy treatment.
Kind of.
Rushed fancy.
I did get I got a free dessert and a free drink.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway. All right. So for the other podcasts we do, Savor, we went to Las Vegas. We're going to go apparently 2 more times this year. And I'm just going to talk about some of the things that I felt. Because, you know, like I said, I haven't traveled in so long. And it was weird. I kind of forgot how to do it. I was like, in the TSA line, and then I forgot you had to like take off your shoes and get out your laptop. But then I still have TSA pre-check for some reason, so I didn't have to. But it was a big scramble, and then they're like, "No, you don't need to do that."
Oh no! Oh, I hate the prep though. Like you don't know what to do, and you're watching other people to see what they do, and then if you don't do it right, the person behind you who knew all along just gets irritated.
Right. Yes. The like businessman that like huffs loudly behind you.
Yes. Yeah. And then like slams his tray to tell you to move so he could get his tray on there. And you're like, but give me a minute, sir.
People are tense in the airport.
Yes.
Sometimes understandably. It's other times I'm like, look, we're all in the same situation here.
You can't go anywhere faster. Just calm down,
right.
sir.
Right.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I think the thing I was going to talk about most in this is something we've talked about before, which is like when you have an ex and there's like the memories and a big part of your life or something. Because I have actually been to Vegas more than any city, I think, that's not like in the South. Yeah. Yes, because he loved Vegas and he was pretty rich. So we would go pretty regularly.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I can't go there and not think about...
Obviously, yeah.
Yes. But it was funny because the first time I went, we weren't dating. And I am, once again, a very oblivious person, it seems, when it comes to this. And he invited me to Vegas and was like, oh, I'll pay for it. You know, we'll go. I've never been...
Wait, you didn't know he was hitting on you when he's like, I'll pay for your trip to Vegas?
No.
Girl. Okay.
Well, it's so funny because one of the things I really liked about him was he did really appreciate that I was smart. And, yeah, he did. And so he would like bring up in conversations like, oh, you use litigious just in regular talk. And one time he accidentally stepped on my sandal and I just took out my hair tie and put it around the sandal so I could keep walking. And he was so impressed. So I liked that, but it is quite comical, yes, that I
smart thing.
In some ways and clearly oblivious I will just stick with in other ways.
I'm assuming.
It was very like Pretty Woman, because I was my first time in first class. And I was like, oh
he did
my
you
God.
On first class?
Yes.
Okay, this is starting to sound like a K-drama. Did he buy clothes for you? I mean, did that go down too?
No, but what happened was... I don't know. I look back and I shake my head at past me, but I've never been to Vegas.
So So none of your friends said anything to you either? Like when you told them he's taking me to Vegas, none of them were like, what?
Well, in my defense, and I know, but I oftentimes wanted to do expensive things
right.
that my friends couldn't afford.
Right.
And I would never pressure them. And it was also like, not a huge deal. But that's kind of how this started, was he had money. He was like, because I mentioned I wanted to go to this nice restaurant, but no one will go with me because it's expensive. And he was like, oh, I'll go with you. So it sort of became like I don't know if he lied, but I think he implied that he had a lot of, this is true, he had a lot of like Sky Miles and like, you know, all those kind of hotel reward things.
That's a little different. I'll give you that.
Yes, thank you. I mean, it looks bad, but I had some things in my going for me.
Yes, okay, but I get that.
I showed up to this very nice hotel in Vegas in cargo pants and a hoodie and a backpack and was just clearly ruffled and like staring around, like never been here before. And the guy I was dating, my ex, another thing I liked, like we definitely had our problems, but he did, I made him really nervous. He forgot my name when we were checking in. He just was like, oh, it's, and that hotel worker definitely thought I was a sex worker.
Oh.
100%.
Wait, how did he forget your name?
He just panicked. And was like, it's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole new one.
It was. But we had a great time, and again, I didn't know we were dating, but we had a great time. And then once we started dating, we came back a lot. And it was one of the most like telling, oh, I've got some trauma I need to work through, is one time when we were there, he invited friends of his to hang out with us. And he asked me if he could introduce me as his girlfriend. And I just started sobbing. Like I was panicked about it. Because I felt I was worried I wouldn't be able to say no.
Right.
When I was in a relationship. And I don't know that I knew the extent of it, but I feel like that's where the panic was coming from. Like if I get, quote, trapped in this relationship,
yeah,
I won't feel like I can say no. But then I felt so guilty after that, that I just felt like I owed him all of these truths of like deep, dark things. And this is why, and this is why. And I don't know. I feel like I get stuck in that a lot, where I think I owe it to someone to share things that maybe I'm not ready to share.
Don't want to share.
But that's one of my most memorable Vegas memories. It was cool that I was kind of the tour guide, because I was there with our friend Lauren, who is the co-host over at Saver, and Andrew, who was the host of this once. Producer. And now is the producer of Saver. And because I've been to Vegas so many times with my ex, I was like, well, here, we got to go in here and look at this ceiling, and we got to go in here and look at this. But then, this is also something we've discussed before, because it was a cool, there's a podcast studio there. It's in my ex's favorite hotel there. And I wanted to take all these pictures and post it. But then I knew it would feel kind of like it was pointed towards him, which I guess it kind of could have been, but because I never post on social media. So it would have been like, huh. I certainly did have a lot of moments of like struggling around body image on this trip, because I haven't traveled in so long. And Vegas is very much a city where you go and you wear the things, for a lot of people anyway, that you feel like you can't wear somewhere else. So I've worn a lot of things that, because I have low self-esteem, I would never wear anywhere else. But now that looking back, I'm like, I can't do that right now. And, you know, I can go up and down. There's something else I ran into, because conversations around my ex kept coming up, is that everyone, and I get this, I'm not mad about this, but everyone would be like, well, you'll find a new boyfriend. Like always kind of assuming like you're looking for love and you're looking for a dude.
Always.
But I got that a lot of like, well, this is the town, you're going to find a new guy. And I'm like, no, I'm good. And then kind of the assuming of like how sad I must be about it. about not having someone. And also this very much idea of like, well, you'll get over it and you'll want someone soon. Like, no, don't think so. That was, I mean, I had a great time and we saw a lot, but Vegas is certainly a city we could talk a lot about. I'm not going to do it here, but, you know, there are some pretty sexist and pretty racist slot machines. The way kind of the waitress system works there feels very kind of like 1970s sexist to me, at least what I encountered. And then you do see like the cards for sex workers are all over the place, which they kind of just have people like throwing cards at you when you're walking around. So it's, I mean, there's a lot we could talk about that's going on in Vegas for sure. For sure. But that was just kind of my update.
I love it. Yeah, I feel, I'm waiting for my invite, which hasn't happened yet, but it's okay. It's okay.
I feel like we should pitch it. I mean, we just talked about a bunch of, I'm sure the company wouldn't love us talking about that.
Everything we do is not necessarily like the highlight of, of like, you should definitely come here. It's safe. You're perfectly fine. Well,
it's true. We run into that a lot, listeners, where we're like, we'd have to talk about this thing, though.
If you really want us to be honest, like, we gotta be.
Right, exactly.
We gotta bring this in, too.
Maybe we can work an angle. I don't know. Yes. Well, cheers to you for surviving your Mamma Mia experience.
Yeah, and cheers to you for trip number one of Saver Goes to Vegas.
Yes, I'm sure I'll have more updates.
I'm excited.
Yes. And cheers to you, listeners. And yeah, if anyone's from Vegas or has any thoughts about this, please write in. Because I've stayed in kind of the strip and then I've been to Old Vegas. I've done a lot of the tourist stuff, I guess is what I'm saying. But
yeah,
I don't know a lot outside of that. So, yes, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at stephanie@momstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @momstuffpodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @stuffimnevertoldyou. We're also on YouTube. You can find us there. We have a book coming out. You can pre-order it at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.